Okay. Sorry about that delay. It was not me. I'd just like to be clear. Are we going to get the projection up? Hopefully. I'm Helen. I'm one of the co-founders of Upstage, which is a program that's been around now for more than 20 years, which is kind of amazing and unbelievable. And we have presented already maybe three or four times at LGM over the last about 15 years. So maybe there are some of you here who know us. I'm hoping the projection's going to come up soon. Can you get it up? Okay. All right. Well, hopefully that is going to appear soon, because it will help you to understand what we're going to say. And also we have Gloria, our lead developer, who is in Vermont, and she's going to explain some of the more technical stuff that I don't even understand, really. But we have just actually right now released Upstage V3, which is the third version of the new version that we built in 2021 when we had to rebuild it completely to remove Flash, which was what we used back in the day to do what we were trying to do. So what we are trying to do is use the internet as a performance space. So the concept is about live performance, and the idea is that we can use whatever digital media you can have on the internet in real time to create performances that can be presented to an online audience or even a hybrid audience with people in a space and online, and that the artists can be located all over the world as well and collaborating in real time to make the performance. So the key things there are that it's live and that it's using whatever kind of digital media the artists want to use, and that the artists are not constrained by the framework of a platform. So during the pandemic, a lot of people turned to things like Zoom to create their, you know, put their theatre performances online and this kind of thing, which is great if that's what you want to do. But if you're working with Zoom, you've got little video things in squares and in whatever order they're in. And, you know, that's pretty much what you can do. In Upstage, we can use audiovisual streams, but we can also use audio and graphics and animations, live drawing, live text, particular things fit to the... Great, thank you. To the performance, to the art that you want to make. So it is a platform that is made by artists and for artists, and working with a fantastic team of developers, one of whom you can see sitting there at her screen. That's Gloria. She is our amazing lead developer, and I hope her stream is not frozen. Whoop, maybe it is. Ah, there she is. She's moving, she's waving, she hears us. Okay, so just before Gloria starts telling you all about the amazing things that she's done, I'm just going to tidy things up a bit here. What you're seeing now is the player interface. So I'm logged in as a player, and I have a bunch of tools here where I can play sounds. No? Have we lost the sound? Oh, no, there it is. Okay, phew, because Gloria's going to talk soon. You need to just mute my one. Maybe I realise you need to be logged in to mute it. Okay, you'll have to just turn me down when Gloria talks. Turn me down when I'm talking. If you're in the audience, you don't see any of these tools. So I'll just show you, like, the audience view is like this, but the audience have various different tools, and they can chat here in the chat. But if you really want to find out more about how it can be used, please come to the workshop tomorrow afternoon, because then you will get to log in and play around with everything. What we're going to do now is have a look at... why is that not moving? Doesn't want to move, okay. Gloria is going to tell us about what's been done in the latest... I think this is the internet. I think that the network connection here is really slow. Gloria's going to talk to us about the latest developments, and I'm going to put a little slideshow on, which should be here somewhere, with some pictures of other performances that have used Upstage. Okay, I'll put that up, and then I'll bring Gloria up, and let's make her in a circle, because that's a bit nicer. Gloria, can you hear us? Oh, this is not very encouraging. I think the internet here is actually really slow. Hopefully we're going to get her back. Speak to us, Gloria. We don't hear you. Have you got the sound turned up over there? Yeah. So just in the background there, we've got screenshots from a whole lot of different performances that have been done. That one's a group in the UK. This was a group from Portugal who created their performance using AI to write the script and develop a story. This was another performance by myself and Annie Abrahams using text and webcams. I think I will try a hotspot on my phone. Somebody was saying before this might be better. Because it seems like it's just the internet that is not being kind to us. Sorry about this. And because I've got a new laptop, I don't know if it ever actually connected to my... hotspot before on this one. Sorry, this is really boring for you. Gloria's trying to come back. Maybe she will get back. Let's just wait a second and see if she does. Go away. Oh, she's back. We don't hear you yet, Gloria. I'm just going to fade mine out, whether that makes a difference. Okay, she'll type and let Upstage read it. Okay, and I can speak it out. Yeah. And she has some slides as well, actually. We can put her slides on. And she can maybe talk through them. See, we prepared. We did prepare. Okay, Gloria, tell us. Okay, the stack uses Fast API and Ariadne. Does anybody here know what that is? No? You might have to expand on that, Gloria. GQL. GraphQL lib. I can actually make this font bigger as well for you to see. Shout out someone if you know what these things are and you can give us some explanation. The cleanest GQL in Python. So one of the main things behind this latest rebuild was containerization or dockering or something. Again, I know really very little about what that means, But the goal here was to make the server side part of Upstage easier for other people to install. So until now, because it's open source, it's always been possible for other people to take, Alex in the audience, hi. Hi. It's always been theoretically possible that anybody could take Upstage, put it on their own server, and make their own instance of Upstage. But almost nobody has done that because it's actually really difficult. So Gloria's been working really hard to make it easier, and that's what this Dockerization is. She's telling us here the services are Postgres, MQTT using Mosquito, and MongoDB. And streaming using Jitsi Video Bridge. So this is another thing that we've really moved forward with in this. We used to have RTMP streaming, which was actually really good in a lot of ways, and the Jitsi Video Bridge has lost us the ability to do some things, but actually using OBS as a virtual camera gets us back a lot of those things, like being able to share a screen or doing all kinds of green screen and different kinds of effects that you can do with OBS, which is really cool. And another thing that we've always tried hard with Upstage is not to reinvent the wheel. So if there's something like Jitsi that's doing the streaming really well, normally really stably, like we've been testing this like crazy for the last weeks and it's been great. So it's a bit of a shame. Maybe somebody here is actually secretly watching a video and taking all the Wi-Fi. But with Jitsi Video Bridge, we have the individual webcams that you can see here that we can do things with. We can fade them in and out. We can make them enormous. We can make them round. If you've got a square frame for your camera, you can make it really round. We can turn it and flip it and do all these things with it. But we can also have a Jitsi meeting in Upstage. I won't show it to you now because I don't think the network is going to cope with it. But if I create a meeting here and give it a name, then I can literally put a Jitsi meeting onto the stage. And this is a really nice thing to do if you've had a performance and you want to get some feedback on it afterwards from the audience. Or another thing, if you're having a workshop about how to use it, it's a really good way to be able to talk with everyone. And also another use for Upstage outside of purely artistic is presentations like this. When the internet works, you can make your presentation a lot more dynamic than having, say, PowerPoint slides or using Zoom or whatever to make a more interesting kind of presentation. I'm actually not sure how far Gloria has got with her talking. So she's talking about the two types of streaming, the individual and the meeting. And the new installation builds Docker containers and prompts you step by step. And she has also, if anybody's looking on GitHub, she's been working on the installation README, which is also another thing that we never have time to do, is update the documentation, but she's trying really hard to do that. So if there's anybody here that runs a server and wants to have a go, be great. If somebody wants to try and install Upstage, and shout out to us when you get stuck, and Gloria will come and find out what we need to explain better or do differently. Auto backup is an option, and optional email services are also new. She's saying the installation is still complex, but it prompts you and allows you to rerun in cases of failure or misconfiguration. Oh, she wouldn't say complex. She'd say very involved. Oh, involved. So we have more people here in the audience. And yeah, Gloria is also working with some junior developers who she's mentoring, and using Upstage as a really fun and interesting and challenging way for developers to learn and develop not only their programming skills, but also working with artists. So we work really closely. I'm on GitHub doing issues all the time about how I expect things to work as an artist user, and they're having to translate what I'm saying in my artist language into what they need to do in their developer language in order to be able to make the magic happen, which is in, you know, respect to them, because a lot of them come into this project not really understanding what it is that we're trying to do, because it's until you see the performances at the end, it's really hard to understand. Gloria says, it's a real project, exposes devs to DevOps, machine configuration and so on. Excellent project for new devs to learn on. And also I would add an excellent project for people to learn about open source development, because, you know, lots of these developers out there, they're all working in proprietary projects, and then they come across Upstage and it's a whole other world of how we develop it. I'm not sure if she's going to add anything else, because I haven't really followed through her slides for her. She's got some more there. That's it, she says. But what about these slides, Gloria? This one. The value of the domain is set in the Jitsi video bridge. Oh, this is about Jitsi. Okay, ignore the slides, it's okay. All right. So that means we've gone way too fast now, because we haven't been able to talk. It's what you'll see during the installation. Okay. Well, that's nice, because I think during the installation before you didn't really see anything. So this is giving you a bit of an idea. And I can also, I'll just flip through and show you the website. Which is like the project website that has the history of the project going back over 20 years and more, and documentation from projects and performances. And then the other thing that you might be interested to look at is also GitHub. For those of you that are interested, oh, it's even slow going to GitHub, wow. So those are the issues that are still open, and there are only 38. And we've, with this new release, we've now got a back end and a front end. So if you come into the main repo here, it tells you to go and look at the back end and the front end, because these are the parts that you need to install. And I believe you start with the back end, and the README here takes you through everything that you need to do. Are there any people here who might possibly look at installing Upstage on a server? Yeah? It would be really helpful for us, you know, even if you're not going to necessarily use it, but just to do it and give us some feedback about where you got stuck. Because I think often when people have tried to do it in the past, they just give up and forget about it, and we don't even know that they've tried. We do have mailing lists for developers and an announcement one. The developers list is more or less dormant. But as Gloria's saying, she can offer live help. We have a Slack channel. We're really responsive over email. So, we really want to help people do it, because it will really help us. And so now we're Upstage is at, since we rebuilt it in 2021, we've had quite a lot of different projects using it, but mostly they've been instigated and led by the small core group of artists using it. We have got a university in Scotland that has got their own instance and are using it in their performance studies. They did it the first time in this last academic semester, and the students really loved it. So we're hoping that will continue. And we're really looking to find a few other things like that, because it will help us fund it, which is the other big sort of question. I mean, at the moment, our biggest cost is our hosting cost, because we have Gloria and other developers that are fantastically generous with their time. But we are trying to work out different ways that we can generate at least enough income to be able to pay for our hosting costs, if not a little bit more to pay the developers. We're really privileged at the moment to have the development team that we do. But if that disappears, then, you know, we've had moments before in it, like processing, you know, things happen, people move on, people die, people get sick of it. And then you've got to find out, are there other people? Is there energy to keep it going? Ah, we've got somebody also, Mem is one of our regular upstage players for a really long time, and she's in Belgrade. So she's joining this presentation from Belgrade without necessarily looking at the stream that's coming out of LGM. She can just come to the address. This is the other thing, we've always prioritised making it as accessible as possible for audiences and artists. So it doesn't need anything else other than a browser and a stable internet connection. And then people just go to the link. If you come onto the live foyer, what we call, when the internet gets there, you can see which stages are live at the moment. Gee, it's really slow. Is anybody watching a movie? Seriously. Okay, so this is what the sort of public foyer looks like. And then you can see this is the link to the stage that we're in at the moment, and these are some other ones that are there. And if you're coming to the workshop tomorrow, you will get to have a login and a play around with all the tools. If you're not coming to the workshop and you do want to go in and have a play around, we've just started a new thing where you can log into the demo stage, which is this one here with the green curtain, and you can use the usernames demo 1, 2, or 3 and the password that's there to have a guest account into that stage. So that also lets you have access to the tools just on that stage. What the guest account doesn't give you is access to the studio, which we'll also look at tomorrow in the workshop, which is the kind of backstage part of the whole platform where you can create and manage your stages and you can upload media. So you can have different types of media, audio, avatar, backdrop, curtain, props and video, as well as the live media of the streams and the drawing and the text that you can do directly onto the stage. So that is super briefly, because I'm not seeing this great big enormous number that was here before that would tell me when the time was running out. So we're actually pretty much on time with our allowing for our little bit of overtime. Has anybody got any questions without having heard from our amazing developer, Gloria? No questions? Yeah?
Can you give some examples of how people use it in different ways?
Yep. Ah, everything is so slow. Okay. Here, these screenshots that you're seeing here are from a number of different recent shows. These different images here are avatars that have been speaking with, like when your avatar speaks, it comes out in the computerized voice that you heard in the little video that we made for the slideshow. Basically, people can use it in any way they want to. And we have tried to make it be as much of a blank canvas as possible. You don't have to have the chat, for example, if you're doing a piece and you think it's actually we don't need the chat, you can take the chat off and fill the whole stage with your image. I'll put the chat back because people like Mem and other audience people are talking. You can have whatever different background you want. We've just got one there behind here that's this one here, but we also have there's a beach scene behind there. In this one here, they used video, so they had created a number of different videos where they were dancing through the Barbican Centre in London, and they compiled this series of videos that they played along with a text story that was told. This piece with Annie was also the using video, like live audiovisual streams, along with text, live text that was introducing text from the audience into the performance that we were doing. We don't normally video and then publish the recordings of the pieces because the whole thing is that it should be live. And when you do record it, often it feels really clunky, because when you're watching something live and you know that it's live and that the internet always has delay, at some point there's always something that goes wrong in a live performance. So a recording, because we're so used to the beautiful blender and everything else that we can do with video, a live recording of this looks really clunky, because it doesn't feel smooth and flowing like we're so used to with cinema. So we tend to document more with screen grabs and text. But if you go on the website, you can find... I've gone away from it now. I'll just go back to the website. There's a lot of documentation here from different festivals that we've had over the years. From 2007 to 2012, we had an annual festival every year with performances by people all over the world. So there was a really huge variety there. And we had some by school children and some by people who'd never really done anything on computers before, and also some from people that were doing PhDs on hypertheater and things like this. So there's a lot of different documentation that you can find hunting through there. And a recent big project which enabled the actual rebuilding in 2021, when at the point where it was either going to be gone forever or completely be reborn, is this project Mobilize Demobilize. And there is actually a video here, but it's not coming up because the internet's too slow. But if you go to this website, you can find a short video that includes, excerpts from some of the performances. I don't know if it'll actually play or not. It also has some sort of background about how Upstage works and about this project. The time has just started counting down, saying we've got another 15 minutes. No, time is up. I'm looking at the numbers and it's telling me time is up. You'll have to go and look at the video by yourself. Okay, oh, there it is, now that it's small. Let's see back on the stage. If Gloria... Oh, look at all the people that are there. So lots of people who are here are there. Okay. No more questions? I really encourage you to come to the workshop tomorrow, because that's when we'll have the fun and you can all... If you are coming, please bring headphones, because it can get super noisy if we all start playing together and being noisy. And also, if you do have projects that you're working on at the moment with graphics or animation or video or sounds, bring them along. We also operate on a quick and dirty kind of philosophy that, you know, we don't want high definition video, we want low res, so that it works over slow internet. We have a 1 megabyte upload limit, which I can override because I'm an admin, but we always encourage people to think, like, does it need to be that big? Make it smaller, squash it, and then we can have better performing. I mean, this is even flashing off in between some of the changes, which is not what it should be doing. Okay. No more questions? Thank you.